Electric scooters are a scaled-up version of the old children's scooter, but instead of pushing the scooter along with your foot, modern adult scooters have an electric motor powered by lithium batteries to do the work. The addition of the motor not only makes them move, but in Ireland, it also makes them illegal. This status hasn't stopped people buying them or using them. The Department of Transport says that the law legalising e-scooters will come into force in the second quarter of 2024. However, the big issue with e-scooters is not legality, but safety. On a small machine where you stand upright and travel at over 20 kilometres per hour, things can go wrong, as we heard from users on the streets of Dublin.
A car hit me on the parking lot in Tesco's there. He went away and my knees are hurting.
Basically just went straight through the red light, so I was going forward, so I just ended up going into the side of it, but ended up smashing my front wheel up.
The girl just crossed the road and then for her was a red traffic light, and then she just crossed and then I needed to stop her very quick.
You had to go to hospital?
Yeah, because I hurt my knee.
Fortunately, none of these e-scooter users were seriously injured. But last year, four people were killed in e-scooter-related accidents and dozens seriously injured, according to the Road Safety Authority. Dr. John Legg is a consultant in emergency medicine at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. He treats people who have been injured in e-scooter accidents, and he has been keeping statistics over the past few years.
Before 2018, these things didn't exist in Ireland, and they just became gradually more and more popular. And as they were more popular, the more people used them, so therefore more people kind of present with an injury on them. In 2018, we had 6 injuries presenting to our department, and then 2019, that was 10, 2020, 39, 2021, 89, and 2022, we had 95 injuries.
Dr. Legg says that people mostly get upper limb injuries to wrists, elbows and shoulders, with some head injuries as well. He says that the accidents typically happen when the small wheels of the e-scooter hit a pothole or a crack in the road, and riders are pitched forward because of their high centre of gravity. Because of the injuries, Dr. Legg is not a fan, but he's open-minded on their impact.
They're clearly filling the gap. I don't know if they're just a fad or not. I think once you look at 2023's data, we might see a plateauing of injuries. That might suggest that actually they aren't as popular as we initially feared they would be.
One of the largest bicycle shops in town, Cycle Bike, just off Capel Street, also sells e-scooters. Rory from Cycle Bike expects legalisation to boost sales and explain some of their popularity.
Capel Street beside us is all pedestrianised. They're looking at pedestrianising Dame Street across the river. It's much easier means to get around the city rather than having to get a car.
The new e-scooter law includes a 20 km per hour speed limit and minimum regulations to reduce accidents. So it looks like e-scooters are part of the future, along with the injuries.